Can America safely transfer its candy? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Halloween may be more than a month away, but if you've seen the CDC guidelines for keeping it safe, the time to start planning is now. The fundamental problem we have here is that Halloween might as well have been designed by viruses. Roving bands of asymptomatic young people going door-to-door, spreading aerosols as they yell trick-or-treat, collecting piles of candy, touched by strangers, then unwrapping it and putting it in their mouths. What once was innocent is now terrifying. Plus, the whole mortality theme is just a little too close to home. But if you still want to give it a try, the CDC suggests the following substitutes. An outdoor pumpkin carving party only with people you know. A neighborhood scavenger hunt with lists of Halloween-themed decorations to look for as you pass by, but do not visit your neighbors. Instead of a haunted house, an open-air, one-way walk-through haunted forest where kids can keep 6 feet apart. Just don't make it too scary, because if they're screaming, you need to separate them by more like 20 feet. And to transfer the candy safely, pack grab-and-go goodie bags and place them near the street. Those are your Halloween suggestions from the CDC. Not very ghoulish, I know. But if you prefer something scarier, Halloween is only 3 days from the election. Just plant yourself at the TV and watch the attack ads. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.